Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. How are you doing today? I've got a really good episode for you today and a big update on some different things that I've got on the go. I'm batching these episodes so that I can work ahead. I've got some plans that I'm creating for you, and by recording a bunch of episodes at one time so they're ready to be scheduled out, it's going to give me more time to focus on the new projects that I'm working on. And I hope that you're doing the same thing, that wherever possible, that you batch your content. You batch your emails, you batch any social media posts. It's a way more efficient way of working. This is going to be great. And pretty soon, I'm going to tell you about my new plans. If you want to be the first to hear, then you should sign up for my email list. That is the fastest way to get all my updates. I'll put the link in the episode notes for my free resource library. It's called the Coaches Online Business Academy. Click that link, enter your name, create your free account. It's going to take you a minute, tops. Then you'll be part of my VIP group. You'll get access to all the free PDFs and workbooks and checklists that I have stored in that library, and you're going to be first in line for all the new goodies I've got coming your way. Also, I started a new experiment, and I'm going to keep it going over the next few episodes. I want to hear from you. Yeah, that's what the experiment is. I want to hear from you. You know that I create this podcast for you. I hear challenges from my private clients day after day. And we do address them, of course, in our coaching. But then I start to think about how could I help them more? How could I help you in a different way? And that is one of the main ways that I get inspiration for these episodes. Now, if you're not my client yet, that's okay. But I still want to hear from you because you matter to me. So here's how it works. I've made it as easy as possible. All you got to do is DM me at Candy Motzek on Instagram and tell me what you want to learn more about. Share your ideas with me for podcast episodes. Tell me what you need to know. Tell me where you're struggling. Tell me where you're stuck or confused. Tell me where you would love to have some clarity, and I will respond. Yeah. I read every DM personally, and I respond. And if your question or challenge or topic is something that I think is going to help a larger audience, I'll do a podcast episode on it too. Then I'll dedicate the episode to you. I'll be sure to do a shout out on social and in the episode. So that's it. Send me a DM at Candy Motzek and tell me what you'd like to hear. Okay. That's it for the updates now. So let's dive into today's episode. There's a series of questions that I hear. How long will it take to get my first coaching clients? How long can I expect it to take to be fully booked? How long until? How long? This how long question comes up all the time. We want certainty. We think that we should be able to get started, and we should know exactly how long it's going to take until we've reached that next goal. So here's the real thing. There is no exact time frame. I know you want to hear that you can expect the exact result you want on a specific timeline, just like magic, but you're not going to hear me say it. You're never going to hear me say, oh, for sure you're going to be fully booked in 3 months, or definitely you're going to sign your first 5 clients in 30 days. Do you want to know why? Because the question, that how long question, doesn't have one answer. Some new coaches will sign their first clients in a week, others in a month, still others in 6 months. And there is nothing wrong with any of those scenarios. There's nothing wrong with any of those coaches. There are better questions to ask than that how long question. And you can use these four questions to guide yourself in understanding what it's going to take for you to sign your first clients or be fully booked. These questions are: number one, how do I spend my time now? Number two, do I want this goal more than I want comfort and ease? Number three, what if this could be easier? And number four, what is the rush? Yeah, you can tell I'm a coach, right? So you get these open-ended, powerful questions because I know you're smart. I know you are the expert in your own life and that you know what you want. You know your own stumbling blocks and you know where you get in your own way. So let's talk about each of these four questions one by one. Some of this might be a little bit of tough talk, just giving you the heads up. Maybe it's even a bit of a wake-up call. But do know that I'm saying these things to you from a place of compassion and also because I've been there too. And my experience, I hope my experience, is going to help you and help you overcome some of the hurdles faster because you can learn from me. So that first question, how do you spend your time now? Well, if you're like most new coaches, you spend a time on a lot of things that don't actually move the needle forward. Time spent on other things that don't help you sign clients. Does any of this sound familiar? Scrolling on social or getting stuck on TikTok or in Reels and just looking at video after video. Listening to rooms in Clubhouse for hours on end. Obsessing over your brand colors. Second guessing your domain name or the wording on your website. Comparing yourself in your beginning to the big name coaches who have been at it for years. Staring at your calendar and wondering when it's going to be full. Worrying. Taking another training or certification. Watching Netflix, taking a nap, go to bed early, eat lunch, have a snack, or think about what you'll do tomorrow. I know that's a pretty long list, but I bet most of you guys are doing some of these things. You might even spend 90% of the time that you've got slated to work on your coaching business doing stuff from that list. And if only 10% of your time is reaching out to people, finding a way to help them, and inviting them to coach with you, then it's no surprise that you're not creating clients as fast as you want. And that how long question might be longer than you want it to take. And listen, this is 100% normal. You're human, and becoming a coach is uncomfortable and exciting and nerve-wracking and inspiring all at one time. So if you recognize that this is a pattern you've got on the go, just know that you are delaying signing clients because you're distracting yourself from the real work. So what do? First, get honest with yourself. It's okay. Just realize that, oh, you know what? I've been doing lots of stuff, but not something that's really going to help me create clients. I did an episode on the motivational triad a while ago. It's episode number 46, and it talks about our tendency to avoid discomfort and look for short-term pleasure. Have a listen to that episode. It's going to help you. Next, decide on one thing that you will do today. Yeah, only one thing. If you're having problems finding just one, decide instead that you will dedicate 15 minutes each day to the highest priority task. Of course, you can do more than 15 minutes a day. You could do all kinds of things once you get started. But if every single day you do one thing or 15 minutes, that priority focus day in and day out is going to net you results so much faster. So the second question, do you want this goal more than you want comfort and ease. What is your goal? What do you want? Is it 5 paying clients, your first paying client, your first 50,000, or something else? Choose one thing. Then once you've decided what that one thing is, ask yourself, why do I want this? Why does it matter to me? And write down your answer in your journal. Then ask these why questions 5, 6, or 7 more times and keep writing those answers. As you inquire, you will uncover more and more about what drives you. Find out why this goal is meaningful, and you're going to uncover the passion to achieve it. Let me share a little secret with you. I realized after a lot of stress and struggle and impatience and frustration that often I am the biggest obstacle in my own way to reaching my goals. Do you want to know why? It's because I self-sabotage. I stop myself. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes it's not so obvious. I avoid being uncomfortable. Plain and simple. This could be something like avoid pitching my services to a larger audience. Or it can be when I get nervous because I'm starting to get too successful and I don't know if I know how to handle it. The secret? When I avoid discomfort, I know it is the biggest thing that slows me down. And my guess is we're pretty similar, you and I. Do you want to know why we avoid potential discomfort? Sure, it's because we're nervous. But the heart of it is actually that this self-sabotage, stopping myself, is actually misdirected self-love. It's my brain, it's my biology and my habits trying to keep me safe. It thinks this growth, this risk, or this success might be dangerous, and it wants more than anything to protect me from harm. I'm hoping this gives you some insight too and encourages some self-acceptance and compassion. Every time you stall or procrastinate or even forget what you committed to, you delay your success. You delay signing those clients. And the reason that you do it is because at the heart of it, your biology and your thoughts are trying to protect you. So when it's hard, are you willing to do what it takes? It's going to be easier to ask and answer that question when you accept and respect yourself, when you have your own back and intentionally remind yourself, you know what? You could say to yourself, if this one thing just doesn't work, I'm not going to be mean to myself. I've got my own back. I'm going to learn from this. And no matter what, I am proud of who I am becoming. So the third question, what if it could be easier? Have you signed up for loads of different free webinars and bought all the courses? Do you think that you need to create a brand or build a website or blog or do podcasts or YouTubes? Do you need to show up consistently and perfectly on social media? Do you think that you need to do all these things to sign your first clients? Well, I'm here to tell you that is not the case. You don't need any of that to create your first clients. And this is good news. It means that it really might be easier and simpler than you think. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with all those things, it's okay. You can pause and catch your breath now. To create clients, the steps are actually simple. You only need to talk to people and find out how you can help them, and then offer to help them. Yeah, it's that simple. You talk to people in person or on social or anywhere you find the kind of people that you enjoy speaking with. It can be way easier than you thought, so allow it to be. You can do all those things or none of them. Having a blog, doing a YouTube channel, having a website. You can do all of those things, but you don't have to. And you can wait to do them until you have signed your first few clients. The fourth question, finally, what is the rush? Well, if you're like me, you're probably called to be a coach. I've been a coach for years. And there is always something that I find so inspiring and impactful and often fun in every coaching session. Working with my clients energizes me. Honestly, it's just the best. And if you're called to be a coach too, how many years do you plan on coaching for? You can start now and continue coaching through semi-retirement and even into retirement if you choose, right? So maybe you'll be a coach for 10 or 20 or even 30 years. That's a lot of years. Remember this quote from Bill Gates. Most people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. So if you consider being a coach for 10, 20, or even 30 years, what is the rush? Sure, I get it. You want to get started coaching. But when you rush, sometimes it takes longer to create what you want. When I rush, I know that I feel pressured. And then I spend a lot of time doing things haphazardly. I skim through a training and then I don't get the full benefit. I second guess myself. I get frustrated and impatient and I rush around too. I avoid doing the important work. I avoid doing the basics because I think they're boring. Then I judge myself because I haven't made the progress I thought I should make. So did you hear all that? When I rush, because of all of that activity that I do and how I feel, it takes so much longer. So how would rushing serve you? Remember that tortoise and the hare story? Well, the tortoise won. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about you want it faster. So here's a recap of the questions that we spoke about today. Instead of asking how long will it take, consider these four questions instead. How do I spend my time now? Do I want this goal more than I want comfort and ease? What if it could be easier? And finally, what is the rush? All right, that's it for today. I appreciate that you guys are here and that you're part of my community. And I trust that you're applying this stuff too. And remember, I want to hear from you. Send me a DM with ideas for future episodes and I will dedicate an episode to you. I'm going to read your DM. I'm going to respond. And I'll give you a shout out on social too if I choose one of your questions to do an episode. My clients are go-getters. And many of them have wanted to become a coach for weeks, months, or even years before they got started. So if this is your time, sign up for my free resource library, the Coaches Online Business Academy. There is lots of free help waiting for you right now in there. The link is in the episode notes waiting for you to sign up for free. And if you want more help, maybe you want to work more closely with me. Click the link in the episode notes to find out how to apply to work with me. I'll be back to speak with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.